For the past 20 months,
our family has been blessed with the privilege of having a
very special baby.
Little Paxton, our grandmother, was born with a very rare chromosomal deletion,
a genetic disorder that distinguishes has one in hundreds of millions. For our daughter and her husband, an uncharted, life-changing journey began when Paxton was born.
This experience has become crucible for learning special lessons tied to the eternities.
Dear Elder Nelson, who
for reasons usually unknown, some people are born with physical limitations.
Specific parts of the body may be abnormal.
Regulatory systems may be out of balance,
and all of our bodies are subject to disease and death.
Nevertheless,
To all of you who have challenges, know this. With infinite love and everlasting compassion, God, our Heavenly Father, loves your afflicted one, and he loves you. Some might ask, when faced with such suffering, how could Almighty God let this happen?
And then that seemingly inevitable question, why did this happen to me?
Why must we experience these diseases and deaths that disable our precious family members home early or extend their years in pain? Why the heartaches? At these moments, we return to the great plan of happiness authored by our Heavenly Father. That plan will be presented in the prayer line, prompted us all to shout for joy. This life is training for eternal exaltation, and that process means tests and trials. It has always been so, and no
one is spared.
Trusting in God's will is central to our mortality. With faith in Him, we draw upon the power of Christ's atonement. At those times when questions abound,
Jesus Christ will answer few.
After his resurrection, when visiting the Americas, our Savior Jesus Christ reached out to all with this invitation. Have ye any that are sick among you, bring them hither. Have ye any that are lame, or blind, or halt, or maimed, or leprous, or that are withered, or that are deaf, or that are afflicted in any manner, bring them hither, and I will heal them. For I have compassion on you.
As ame,
my bowels are filled with mercy. And it came to pass that when he had thus spoken, all the multitudes of one accord would go forth with their sick and afflicted in their name, and with their blind and with their dumb, and with all them that were afflicted in any manner. And he did heal them every one that would walk forth unto him.
Jesus Christ.
Great strength can be found in the word of all those who could go forth. All brothers and sisters, we all face challenges. And
we're afraid
that we're afflicted in any manner. All of us can identify. Paxton was born, we knew Heavenly Father would bless us and teach us special lessons. As his father and I put our fingers on his tiny head in the first of many priestly blessings, the words came into my mind from the 9th chapter of John, that the works of God should be made manifest in him. God's word are definitely being manifest through Paxton.
We are learning patience.
You lose your butter. Did you not understand? I to more hours
of intense emotion. Tears of
emotion. And the prayers and the tears of the Lord for dear ones.
President James E. Faust, my boyhood state president, said, I have a great appreciation for those loving parents
I see, who stoically dare and
overcome their anguish and heartbreak
for
a child who was born with or who has developed a serious mental or physical infirmity. This anguish often continues every day without relief. That the burdens were laid upon Alma and his brethren were made light. Yea, the Lord did send them
out,
that they could bear up their burdens with ease. And they did submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord. One night, early in
Paxton,
we were in the neonatal intensive care unit of a wonderful primary children's hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah. Marveling at the dedicated, undivided attention given by the doctors, nurses, and caregivers.
Juma would be brought them
Africa
Crabby.
We be some out, my baby said,
Obey the word to them,
a Kawakasi. I was way low. And that little Paxton's care would cost substantially more than I had estimated. Is covered by the generous gifts of time and monetary contributions.
Among for P, why
words humbled me as I thought of the words of this kind of soul to those who were so carefully watching over him. I was reminded of a familiar missionary scripture that took on
missionary
meaning. Remember,
Malcolm,
the worth of souls is great in the sight of God.
I wonder as I pondered the
limitless love our Heavenly Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, have for each one of us while learning the powerful way what the worth of a soul is both physically and spiritually to God. Paxton's family has learned they are surrounded by countless and earthly ministering angels. Some have quietly slipped in when needed, and some have quietly slipped out. Others have been at the door with food, doing the laundry, picking up the siblings, calling with encouragement, and especially praying for
Paxton.
Thus, another special lesson learned. If you come upon a person who is drowning, would you ask if he needs help? Or would it be better to just jump in and save him from the deepening waters? The offer, while well-meaning and often given, let me know if I can help, is really no help at all. Though we will face trials, adversities, disabilities, and all manner of afflictions, our caring, loving Savior
ọdẹhu dẹ hin agye nkwa a webo wa me hin abibiara na ọhọ na wa hye mbọ dẹ ọsẹ mi nja dẹ mi nja hwọn nko ma hom mo hom nam na mo ma asom adwe na medim wọn nya da wi adede mo na mo ma nkasa medim hwọn ma homa homa akoma nsuro
me
de rajesh wọdza ọdza mehen ọyẹ ma ma na na Paxton ọnamọnu di nti nyankopọn di ni ndwuma atuyen do ọda akyerehen nyankopọn ọda ho kyerekyerehen ndwuma kese a ọfa abrabọ ehu mepẹ dẹ mebọ wie yi mede nsẹm ọwọ ndum buku hinhin buku mu ọsẹ hin nyinaa yẹ nso daafo na akofuku. Nemom onem de yakopon suda afunti ama enyije meyen akumam ibejin kunyim
brothers and sisters
inanim ne nchiramba I mean that do there I am pabo there abi biara yeji enyije baso abebrese na won so wokan ye hu a worbre a won hie
mbwa
o me hinyina ye mbompa ye ndenyame ase woni shira na mum ye mfa ye ngezi nsum nyankopon ye mfa nsum ne ye ye mfa nsum no nkrofo o Jesus Christ in the minty amen.